This is Ethically Speaking with Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz.
On an airplane last week, I couldn't help but overhear the conversation of my roommates, two teenagers getting to know each other.
What fun! What did they talk about? Music, school, movies?
Well, no. They talked about getting drunk. They talked about foster homes, absent parents, promiscuity. I found it disturbing.
Sounds like they were sharing with each other what they had in common, which were difficult lives, I guess. So what disturbed you?
My desire to judge them. I found it difficult to withhold judgment. I heard behaviors that I disapproved of, especially for their age.
So I'm to assume you were the model teenager? No getting into any trouble of any kind? If so, in a way, I think that's too bad. You missed the opportunity to learn from making mistakes.
But Denny, what I heard suggested insensitivity to others.
That's hard not to judge. But it might help if you considered the benefits of such difficult experiences for them and for you in hearing them.
What, look at the benefits instead of the dangers?
No, I'm not denying that teenagers take bad risks. I've heard many adults express surprise long after the fact that they got away with as much as they did. But bad decisions play an important role in developing moral maturity. If we learn to reflect on our mistakes, we plant the seeds for better decisions in the future.
So I should excuse them?
Don't excuse them. Rather, forgive them. Connect judgment with forgiveness.
Ethically speaking, excuses often are about looking the other way, a form of denial. Forgiveness acknowledges the wrongdoing, but allows for the other to grow beyond it.
To err is human. To acknowledge the wrongdoing and forgive is morally mature.
Write to us. Comment at ethicallyspeaking.org. Ethically Speaking is a co-production of the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana. Support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.